In your role as a leader in an organization, you have the job to make sure that the training your company provides prepares your staff and employees to give the best possible support to people with disabilities. Think about the trainings you have attended. What makes a training valuable to you? And what makes a training boring and a waste of time? If you are going to be investing in your staff and the people you support, you want your training to change them and move them to do the best job possible. For many of you that have held a Minnesota DHS license before, you are familiar with being required to cover specific topics and reach a certain number of hours for both orientation and annual training for staff. This was a requirement for 245B license as well as a family foster care license. In January of 2014, Minnesota Statute Chapter 245D became effective, and it created a new requirement around training. In addition to topics covered and a number of hours, license holders were required to ensure staff were competent in specific areas and in what their responsibilities might be. Now, with the addition of the Positive Supports Rule, Minnesota Rules Chapter 9544, a new expectation of training is required. License holders, executives, managers, and owners in non-clinical roles are to be trained in the evaluation of organizational training as it applies to the measurement of behavior change and improved outcomes for persons receiving services.